There's an interesting story that's found in Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 20. It seems that the gospel had reached Samaria, and when word of this had reached Jerusalem, they sent Peter and John to them so that the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit could be bestowed upon the Christians there. There was a man that we have come to know as Simon the Sorcerer, who realized that this miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit could only be given by the laying on of the apostles' hands. And so, interestingly enough, he offered them money for this gift. That perhaps was a great mistake, because Peter says to him in verse 20, "Your money perish with you, because you have thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money." There are people in our world today who think a lot of things can be purchased with money, or that they can earn them of their own merits. However, there is one thing that we cannot purchase, and that is salvation. There is one thing we cannot earn through our own merits, and that is salvation. We are reliant upon God to give us this salvation based upon the conditions that He has set forth. We read in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in Romans 6 and verse 23, we read that the wages of sin is death. In other words, the payoff or the price of sin is death. It's not only a physical death in this life, but it's an eternal separation from our Lord and our God. What can we do about such things? Well, in and of ourselves, we can do nothing. As we said before, we rely completely upon God to give us the salvation that we so desperately need to overcome the problem of our sin. However, there are some conditions that He has placed in order for us to receive this. And if we will follow the gospel call, then God is free, is happy and free to bestow upon us this free gift. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 read, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." In saving us, Jesus saves the church. Now, what is the church? Well, we read in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18, and also Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24, that the body of Christ is the church. In other words, those who have been called out of the world and into the salvation of our Lord, because they have obeyed the gospel call of Jesus Christ, and thus the grace of God has been bestowed upon them. It is those people, the church, that are saved. How did He save us? Well, He paid the price that we could not pay. He purchased us when there was nothing we could do ourselves that could save. He purchased us with His shed blood on the cross. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, Paul called the elders at Ephesus, and he said to those elders, "Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood." Paul said to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 2 and verse 13, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Let us be so thankful to God that He sent His one and only Son to die on a cross and to purchase the church with His shed blood on the cross, saving us from a terrible, terrible, and eternal fate.